WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, Dopamine Hackers. Welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Hacker. Outsmart the scroll and reclaim your brain. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a roller coaster. One minute you're on top of the world, riding high with pure joy, and the next. You're plummeting into a pit of frustration or anxiety. Ever feel like that emotional whiplash is just messing with your mojo? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of emotional awareness. Why? Because understanding and managing our emotions isn't just about feeling good. It's the key to unlocking a happier, more fulfilling life, y'all. Think about it. When you're aware of your emotions, you can choose how to respond instead of reacting like a puppet on strings. You become the master of your own emotional kingdom, ruling with wisdom and grace. So, what are some key takeaways to start building that emotional awareness superpower? First up, get curious. Seriously, treat your emotions like fascinating puzzles waiting to be solved. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What triggered this emotion? What physical sensations am I experiencing? When you start paying attention to the nuances of your emotional landscape, you begin to see patterns and understand what sets you off. It's like having a personalized emotional GPS. Next, learn to label those emotions. It sounds simple, but putting a name to that fuzzy feeling is super powerful. Are you anxious? Joyful? Frustrated? Sad? Being specific helps you process and understand them better. Remember, there's no shame in feeling whatever you feel. It's all part of the human experience. Now, let's talk about coping mechanisms. You know those things we turn to when emotions get overwhelming? Some healthy coping strategies include exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time with loved ones, or even just taking a walk in nature. Find what works for you and build those into your routine like any other important appointment. Practice mindfulness, my friends. It's not about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations as they arise and gently let them pass without getting caught up in them. It's like watching clouds drift by, fascinating and ever-changing. Finally, remember that developing emotional awareness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-compassion. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. There are amazing resources out there, from therapists to support groups to books and online communities. Think about that time you were super stressed about a big project, deadline looming, phone buzzing off the hook, right? You probably felt your heart racing, your stomach churning, maybe even a headache coming on. But did you stop and acknowledge those feelings instead of just powering through? Did you take a deep breath? Stretch, or maybe even chat with a friend to vent a little? By recognizing what was happening emotionally, you could then choose how to respond, maybe prioritize tasks, delegate some work, or even just step away for a few minutes to clear your head. See, emotional awareness isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them so you can navigate life with more intention and grace. You become the captain of your emotional ship, steering it through stormy seas and enjoying those smooth sailing moments with even greater appreciation. So, my fellow dopamine hackers, let's make this week a practice in emotional awareness. Take a few minutes each day to check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What's going on inside? Don't judge, just observe. And remember, the more you practice, the better you become at understanding and managing your emotions, leading to a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Ready to hack those emotions and take control of your well-being? Head over to our website, dopaminehackerpodcast.com, for bonus resources, articles, and community support. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little emotional boost. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine levels, my friends. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.